Today on Changing Course, we're talking with Dr. Karen Lloyd, Associate Professor of Microbiology here at the University of Tennessee. She is involved with the Deep Carbon Observatory. What is that and what does it do?
So this is the Deep Carbon Observatory is a 10-year program to basically bring together scientists from around the world who are doing work that's really funded through other sources into a consortium where we all talk to each other and we share data and we can find things that are greater than the sum of the parts.
And what have you discovered after all this time and through all this globe-expanding research?
So one thing that we've really finally been able to accept after sort of years of working on it is that living life, not dead cells, but living microbes extend very, very deep into the Earth's crust, almost everywhere we look.
And how does that compare to the amount of life above that part of deep Earth?
Well, the total amount of microbial biomass in the deep Earth is about 200 to 300 times the total amount of humans on this planet. So it's actually quite a bit. If you put it in terms of the number of microbes that are present everywhere on Earth, about 70% of them are underground.
Is this surprising to people?
I think it's surprising because there were times in scientific, sort of fairly recent in the past few hundred years, where scientists believed that life didn't even extend to the bottom of the oceans. There was considered to be an azoic zone where nothing could survive down at the bottom of the oceans. But now we know that life goes all the way through the oceans and, in fact, well below the oceans. So the seafloor is like the ceiling for the environment that I'm talking about.
So do you get to go on some of these ships that explore these areas?
Yes. I get to... I actually have not been on the Joyner's Resolution or the Shikyu myself because the cruises or the expeditions take 2 months, and I haven't found the time to commit to 2 months. So thus far, my students have been populating these grand ships, which is kind of actually a win-win because I need my students to go to the field. That's very important. But I've done work in the deep sea in submarines, which is really very inspiring to get to do, and also looked at hot springs in terrestrial environments.
What are some practical applications for this knowledge, or is that your job to even worry about those things?
I don't know. If that ends up being something tractable, then I will follow it. I will pursue it. But when you think about the number of great advances that have helped human society from the microbes that we know, just thinking about alcohol production, that's all microbial, and enzymes that we've found within the microbes that we know that have helped industry and helped biomedicine, that's just the tip of the iceberg in terms of microbial diversity on life on Earth. I think that as we look into these deep subsurface environments, we're bound to find something really helpful that's present in these genomes and in these microbes.
And you talked about some of this in your TED talk, which you did, I believe, in Milan, Italy. Why didn't you film that in, say, Maryville or somewhere? Why did you have to go to Milan to talk about this?
I know, it was horrible. I sucked it up and went to Milan. It was awful.
What was it like doing a TED talk? I mean, I could just imagine one being nervous. I don't know if you were nervous.
I was terrified.
And how did you actually deal with the nervousness itself?
I did push-ups right beforehand, which is a little embarrassing because I was wearing a very nice dress and I had like the ear piece all on, and I had nowhere to do the push-ups. I had no private area. So I just went in a back alley in the gravel and knocked out some push-ups to try to get the energy out.
Did it work?
I think so. It definitely calmed me down quite a bit.
We've been talking with Dr. Karen Lloyd, Associate Professor for Microbiology here at the University of Tennessee. For Changing Course, a production of WUOT, I'm Todd Steed.